Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday night. It is the 7th of September. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. If I sound a little bit confused, ladies and gentlemen, it's because I am. For the last couple days, I kept thinking this was Monday, or I should say I was thinking all day today this was Monday, when, of course, it is Tuesday. And yesterday was not Sunday, it was Monday. It was Labor Day. But in any case, I hope you all had a good Labor Day weekend. I actually got some work done this weekend on a book that I have been putting aside and putting aside and putting aside, so that's always a good feeling. Sometimes I get my best work done when I'm supposed to be relaxing, and some of my least work done when I'm supposed to be working. Well, in any case, it balanced out, and I hope you all had a good weekend. It was actually a very lovely weekend here in Washington for the most part. Although I understand there's some parts of this nation, parts of our country that have had some very rough weather and some unpleasantness, so our best wishes and prayers go out to those people. In any event, we are here tonight, Tuesday evening. I'm coming to you live from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. And as I always do, I urge you to check out American Free Press on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. But don't just check out the website. Subscribe to the weekly newspaper. You can get the print edition, or you can get an online edition. But subscribe, folks, because what you see on the internet is not the entirety of the publication. That's just kind of a website to whet your appetite, whet your interest in all of the important stories that don't get published on the website, but which are published each week in the newspaper. And, of course, check out the Barnes Reviews website at barnesreview.com. That's the bi-monthly history magazine that you should also be reading. You need to catch up on a lot of history, folks. I've learned that since I started this radio program in particular, because there's a lot of people who are very active on the internet who, unfortunately, in many respects have been, I suppose, led down the wrong path by a lot of people who have a lot of influence over the internet through internet broadcasting, through distribution of videos and books and other materials that don't exactly hit the nail on the head as far as it is when it comes to bringing history into accord with the facts. And part of that reason is because it's easy to duck out on controversial issues. It's easy to avoid them, you know, if you're afraid of offending a powerful special interest group that controls the mass media in this country and has its hands on the spigot of money. And I do refer, of course, to the corrupt, thoroughly unconstitutional, thoroughly venal Federal Reserve System. In any case, folks, there's a lot to talk about here tonight. I don't know where to begin, but we are going to be going to the break very soon. I have a whole pile of clippings, as I often work from here, things that I've picked up. You might want to get your pen and paper handy. I want to call attention to an interesting book that I think you'll probably want to read. I certainly intend to pick it up. Anyway, we are going to the break, and as I always try to remind you, I should do this every broadcast, I should tell you that you need to support RBN. You need to make contributions to this network. I'm talking about cash contributions, folks, to help keep this network going, because RBN does need your support. It needs your prayers. It needs your moral support. It needs your efforts to expand its space, and it needs your contributions. You know where to go to get our address here at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. As I said, I really don't know where to begin, so I'm just going to launch off with the first clipping that happens to be on my pile here. It's about a new book, which I definitely intend to get. It's entitled Washington Rules, America's Path to Permanent War. And the author is Andrew J. Abasovich. Now, he happens to be one of my favorite writers. He has written several books. This makes, I believe, his third book that I'm aware of, although I have to confess I can't remember the name of his first one. But in any case, this book, Washington Rules, is a history of American militarism. Now, before I go any further, no, I'm not one of these, you know, this is especially aimed at you new listeners, and I hope there are some new listeners out there tonight. Michael Collins Piper is not a pacifist. Michael Collins Piper is not one of these anti-military liberals, and I spell liberals, L-I-B-R-U-L-S. Michael Collins Piper is not one of these people who wants to disarm America. But Michael Collins Piper does think that America has gotten too tied up in too many military ventures around the globe, and not just in recent years, folks. throughout the 20th century. And yes, if you think I'm talking about World War I and World War II, by God, I am talking about World War I and World War II. That having been said, Andrew J. Bacevich, B-A-C-E-V-I-C-H, the author of Washington Rules, is, as he is described in this review, a blunt-talking Midwesterner, a West Point graduate who served for 23 years in the United States Army, a Vietnam veteran who retired as a colonel, and a sometime contributor to National Review. That's William F. Buckley's magazine, although Buckley has died and gone to hell, and National Review continues to thrive today. I've never thought it was a very good publication, but be that as it may, that's my opinion. It's also worth mentioning that on May 13, 2007, Andrew Bacevich's son, Andrew J. Bacevich Jr., an Army First Lieutenant, was killed on combat patrol in Iraq. And that's a rather poignant detail here, folks, because Andrew Bacevich opposed U.S. entry into Iraq, and he has written about that in his works, in his published works. Now, as I say, unfortunately, I cannot name you his first book. It has just totally, thoroughly skipped my mind. But it's a very good book. Now, he has written another book entitled The New American Militarism, How Americans Are Seduced by War, The New American Militarism. That's as opposed to his book Washington Rules, America's Path to Permanent War, which is his most recent book. And what Andrew Bacevich has done in both of these books has outlined the folly of the United States allowing itself to develop a military-industrial complex that thrives upon war, and while he, in this particular book, does not discuss the particulars of U.S. foreign policy, it should be noted that he has been a critic of the neoconservatives, as they are very daintily and cautiously called by many people. And he is aware of the problems of certain special interest groups operating here on American soil, manipulating our foreign policy and manipulating and scheming with and otherwise interacting with elements in the military-industrial complex. So this is a man of great knowledge. This man is no pacifist. He's a military veteran. And I would recommend that you check out any or all of Andrew Bacevich's writings. He's an excellent writer, folks, number one. I agree with practically everything he says, although I'm sure he wouldn't be pleased to know that I've said that publicly. And his new book, I'm looking forward to getting it and adding it to my collection of his writings. All you got to do is check out his name on the internet, Andrew J. Bacevich, B-A-C-E-V-I-C-H, and you are going to get some excellent work from someone who loves America, who is a nationalist, who cares for the men and women in uniform, and who realizes that they too are being manipulated. And he truly does support the troops, not in the silly, irrational way that so many Americans want to support the troops by sending them into more and more foreign conflicts to die, ostensibly in the name of America, just as people like this insidious Sarah Palin and her newfound pal Glenn Beck want to do. You know, they hold this rally here in Washington in honor of the troops, even as they are lending their considerable weight and their considerable public persona, their considerable political influence, their considerable media power to promoting another war with Iran. These people are snakes, ladies and gentlemen. These people are snakes, and I feel so sorry for all the good, decent Americans who support the likes of Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck without understanding what real Judas goats these people truly are. I wish we had more men in the military like Andrew J. Bacevich, B-A-C-E-V-I-C-H. And I wish we had more ex-military men who understand the score, military men and women, I should add, who understand the score. You know, here on this network for a while, we did have Karen Quiet, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, Karen Kwiatkowski, Kwiatkowski, whatever her name was. She was a former military, high-ranking military figure. And she, over the years, since that time frame and since after she left the military, has been one of these outspoken voices truly for America, for a real American military looking out for America's interests, not for policing the world on behalf of the international banks and foreign countries like Israel. And in fact, as the late Smedley Darlington Butler put it so bluntly and correctly, war is a racket. War is a racket. You know, a lot of the patriots cite, like to cite Smedley Butler, and they should want to cite Smedley Butler. But it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. A lot of those patriots who talk about Smedley Butler having exposed a fascist plot to take over America and overthrow Franklin D. Roosevelt, which, of course, they should have done, would have saved America a lot of hassle. What a lot of those patriots who like to cite Smedley Butler, this is for those patriots who follow this Nazi line, you know, the Nazis are doing this, the Nazis are doing that, and the Bush family tried to overthrow Roosevelt, all this kind of stuff. You know the story, many of you. I don't need to go into it. What they often forget, a lot of these patriots often forget, is that Smedley Darlington Butler also opposed U.S. entry into World War II. Major General Smedley Darlington Butler, U.S. Marine Commander, Marine General, I should say, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, opposed America fighting Adolf Hitler. That's right, I repeat that. Smedley Darlington Butler adamantly said America had no business fighting Adolf Hitler. And I tell you what, you can't get much more patriotic than Smedley Darlington Butler. So if anyone tells you, now that you've been convinced what a foolish war World War II was, now that you realize, having listened to this program and heard smart commentators like Deanna Spingola.com is her website, Spingola.com. You've heard Deanna talking on this program. You've heard another articulate lady, Carolyn Yeager. I got to get Carolyn back in this program. There's two articulate ladies. Oh, Margaret Huffstickler, another very articulate lady. Three outspoken American ladies who are American scholars who place America first and who place truth first. Here's three ladies have been guests on this program saying what a foolish mistake the United States made in going to war against Adolf Hitler. And I want to tell you what, those three ladies stacked together or standing alone are far more articulate than all of these liars and prevaricators and fools who come out here and tell you that, oh, well, we shouldn't have fought this war and we shouldn't have fought that war, but, oh, yes, we needed to fight World War II. No, we didn't need to fight World War II. It was one of the most bloody, disastrous, genocidal wars in history, and it set the stage for many of the problems we see facing our world today. And I'm pleased to say that those three ladies, in variations on the theme, have all put forth that message on this program, and they are 10 times smarter than even some of the biggest names in Patriot Radio who would tell you that the Nazis are getting ready to take over America if they haven't done it already. Well, in any case, truth does hurt, but the reason why you listen to this program and why you listen to this network is because you can handle the truth, and you know that the truth can come from those patriot ladies and from people like Andrew Bacevich, who understand how America is being led to the precipice and brought into foolish foreign wars.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Here's two little brief items, one appearing in the Washington Times, the kosher conservative daily, which is faltering financially. Apparently, the family of Sun Myung Moon, the Korean cult leader long connected with CIA, the Korean CIA, and Israel's Mossad, is wants to regain control of the paper from his son, so there's a family struggle going on there. The Moon family have been implicated at various times in the international peddling of, shall we say, illicit substances through their shipping companies. And according to one of the guests who made that accusation on Tom Valentine's old program back in the old days when Tom's program was sponsored by the Spotlight, that guest said directly that Sun Myung Moon's fishing boats unloaded their drugs in Alaska. Now, if that's true, if, notice I said, folks, if that's true, that would implicate the CIA and the Mossad working through Sun Myung Moon, with whom he has long been allied, in some pretty nasty operations being conducted in the state of Alaska. And they could not be conducted in the state of Alaska without the knowing support of high-level forces in that state. and that would include people who have been governors of that state. Even nice family types like, what's her name? Sarah Palin. Anyway, I got off the subject there. I just couldn't resist rubbing that in. Washington Times today, folks. Report from Vienna. The UN atomic watchdog said Monday it has been unable to make any progress in its two-year investigation into reputed illicit nuclear activities in Syria, as Damascus is still refusing to cooperate. The International Atomic Energy Agency complained that Syria has not cooperated with the agency, blah, blah, blah. As a consequence, the agency has not been able to make progress towards resolving the outstanding issues related to those sites. Now, here's where we get deeper, folks. The United States accuses Syria of building a covert nuclear reactor at the remote desert site of Deir al-Zor with the help of North Korea until it was bombed by Israel in September 2007. Okay, folks. Right now, we're gearing up for war against Iran because Iran is building nuclear weapons. But what, are we going to now go to war against Syria? Because Syria is suspected of building nuclear weapons? Now, this is not real news, news per se, because this has always been hanging in the background of the U.S. bombardment, figurative and very real, the U.S. bombardment of Iraq with the charges of building nuclear weapons. And, of course, it has always been in the background of the U.S. charges against Iran. And, of course, Iran has long been allied with Syria. A lot of people don't understand that Iran was allied with Syria against Iraq. You know, most people think they're all a bunch of them Muslims. Them Muslims, as they say, as the people who don't like Islam and the Muslim people, they call them Muslims. Well, yes, Syria is on the list of countries that Israel would like to see wiped off the map. And, you know, Israel is the only country on the face of the earth that wants to see other countries wiped off the map. We're always hearing about people wanting to wipe Israel off the map, but no, it's Israel that wants to wipe everybody off the map. It's Israel that wants chaos throughout the Middle East, even on its own borders, because they know that the United States will always be there to bail them out, to help them out, that they will be armed, they will be prepared. So Syria is on the list. And I'll tell you why Syria will definitely be on the list, more so than ever. Turning to the Washington Post today, Lebanon's Prime Minister, Saeed Hariri, made a startling reversal Monday and said it was a mistake to accuse Syria of the 2005 truck bombing that killed his father, former Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri, adding that the allegation was politically motivated. Now, this is interesting, folks, because you may recall a few years ago, the big boom-boom in the mass media was that the Syrians had played a role in the assassination of Rafiq al-Hariri. And, of course, everybody knew that that wasn't true. Everybody knew that the Israelis were behind it and that they were trying to blame the Syrians. Well, now Hariri's son has said, well, it wasn't the Syrians who killed his father. And he added that the allegation was politically motivated. So here, Lebanon, which has long been closely associated with Syria, its leader, who has been a critic of Syria now, though, is raising some questions about who really killed his father. Well, we know who killed his father. The same people that don't want Syria to have a nuclear weapon.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial, plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of Micro Plant Powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Before we went to the break, I was talking about two different news items regarding Syria. And in both instances, it involved the often complicated Middle East thicket, so to speak, for want of a better way of describing it. And I just thought I would go back to you there for a moment, so if I did confuse anybody, I'm going to try to deconfuse you. As I said, it both involved Syria. The first one involved Syria's attempts to build a nuclear weapon. Well, of course, we know that there's one country in the Middle East that does have a nuclear weapon, more than one nuclear weapon. It may be the fifth largest nuclear power in the face of the planet, maybe the fourth, and that is the State of Israel. But, of course, Israel, because they deny they have a nuclear weapon, they don't submit to inspections. They don't sign, international treaties regarding nuclear weapons, and they're allowed to get away with it. Why? I guess because they're God's chosen people. So they say, God Almighty. Well, if they're God's chosen people, I'm Santa Claus. But in any case, Syria is accused of covertly being involved in the development of nuclear weapons. Now, I referenced Syria's relationship with Iraq and Lebanon and Iran. Now, this is interesting. Syria, of course, is an Arab country, and there are many Christians among the Arabs in Syria, but it is predominantly a Muslim country, but there are many Christians within the Syrian population. Now, the Syrians, under the leadership of the Assad family, have followed a very interesting philosophy the Baathist philosophy, B-A-A-T-H-I-S-T. And you can find the Baathist party philosophy outlined in a variety of places on the Internet, even including, I believe, the official Syrian website. And I would say the Baathist party philosophy would probably be practically akin to the Jeffersonian philosophy, you know, with a Middle Eastern tinge, so to speak. Well, oddly enough, even though Saddam Hussein was also a member of the Iraqi Baathist Party, which had a long and interesting history also in Iraq, Iraq and Syria, although they were both Arab countries, were long considered enemies. Well, Iraq, unfortunately, for the Iraqi people, is no longer a nation. What a shame. It's no longer a nation. It's a chaotic battlefield of death and destruction and misery, thanks to the dirty, rotten criminals in the American government, prodded by the Jewish lobby who led the American invasion of Iraq. So, for all intents and purposes right now, Syria has no Iraqi enemy because there is no Iraq. God bless the Iraqi people. Then again, there's the country of Lebanon. Well, Lebanon, again, an Arab country, has a large Christian population. And as you know, our friend Mark Glenn, your friend and my friend Mark Glenn, is of partial Lebanese extraction, and he is of Christian origin. His family in Lebanon are Christians. Well, Lebanon, for many years, of course, another sorry country, because Lebanon has always been quite a country, but it's always been a war-torn country, and there have been charges made by Syria's enemies over the years that the Syrians have sought to dominate Lebanon. Well, this may well be true, but needless to say, the fact that now the former prime minister's son, who is now the prime minister, Saeed Hariri, has disappointed a lot of people. And yes, I mean Israel, and I mean the Jewish lobby in this country and international Jewish Zionist elements that want to cause trouble in the Middle East. He has upset them by saying that, well, no, maybe it wasn't the Syrians who killed his father. Well, we know who killed his father, as I said. The evidence came out several years ago, but it was carefully ignored in the mass media in this country. And that's another point I wanted to make here, why I bring this up, because here this article appears in the Washington Post. It's the story about Hariri questioning Syrian involvement in his father's death. It covers all of about 2 inches by 2 inches. Now, I'm here to tell you that earlier when he made allegations that the Syrians were indeed probable suspects in his father's death, they were front page stories in all the major newspapers in this country and widely reported in the mass broadcast media in this country. Now, when he takes a very notable turn and says, well, he doubts that and that he believes that the accusations against Syria are politically motivated, it's buried in the pages. Little column, little item in the Washington Post. That is how our beloved mass media in America works, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to tell you something. I know it's going to upset some of our listeners because they're going to say, there goes that Piper talking that nasty stuff again. I frankly would love to see the day when there is a revolution in this country and some of the big masters of the media and some of these lying figures who we see every night on our television and some of these big shot newspaper editors who take their leads from the handouts that are given to them by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. I would love to see some of these big-shot media tycoons taken out and strung up on the nearest lamp posts. I would like to see it happen, and you know what? I'm pretty confident that ultimately, one way or the other, it will happen. Because when the American people finally realize how they have been had, I hope it's not too late for that to happen because the world may be destroyed before that happens, but if the American people finally wake up, that's what's going to happen because they should realize, I pray to God they will realize, that it has been the mass media in this country that has been so responsible for getting us into the mess we are today, because the mass media is, in fact, controlled by these powerful families and financial interests. And none of them are Muslims, folks. No, the Arabs don't control Hollywood. The mass media has been so responsible for setting the stage for so many of the problems we have today. So I look forward to seeing some of these big media tycoons strung up. Well, the war is over in Iraq. Mission accomplished. We won. I guess we did. We ended our combat mission there. Now, I'll give credit to Obama for that. I won't call him President Obama, because that nice lady lawyer, Israeli lawyer, Orly Tait, says he's not an American citizen and therefore not constitutionally president of the United States. So I'll just call him Obama. Obama officially declared the end of our combat mission in Iraq. Now, I'm sure that upset a few people who like war. Just as we were talking about Andrew Bacevich writing how many Americans really do get into war, and they think it's patriotic, and they think it's a good thing, and they love to bawl their eyes out when they see coffins coming home. And they love to see mothers who've lost their sons and women who've lost their husbands getting medals and getting the flags off the coffins. I mean, how many Americans love this stuff? My friend, the big shot lawyer, he and his wife just, they love this stuff. They love this stuff. They're big supporters of the troops, and oh, we had to listen to our commander-in-chief, George W. Bush, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, the whole thing is, you know, George Bush declared mission accomplished, and yet, okay, here, the end of the combat mission in Iraq comes, and here is the headline. Bombing at an Iraqi army base in Baghdad kills 12, injures at least 20. U.S. soldiers opened fire Sunday morning on suicide bombers who snuck into an Iraqi army base. The Washington Post says the brazen attack is the second targeting the base in less than a month. The involvement of U.S. soldiers underscored that while they are no longer officially in a combat mission, many among the roughly 50,000 American soldiers still in Iraq remain in harm's way. There should be no American in harm's way in Iraq. Bring the boys and the girls, the men and the women home. And if there's any among those boys and girls, men and women, who want to stay there and kill them Muslims, and there probably are a few folks, well, they're more than welcome. They're more than welcome to violate U.S. law and go back and enlist in some sort of, let them go back to Iraq. But bring the ones home that are there, and those that want to stay, well, okay, let them come home and muster out and do what they have to do. Then they can go back and kill all the Muslims they want. But if the Muslims and the Christians, I might add, too, if the Muslims and the Christians in Iraq want to fire back on those Americans who want to stay over there for God only knows what reason to kill people, then, well, hey, that's what the game is all about. But there should be no Americans in Iraq fighting anybody at this time, at least not at the expense of the American taxpayers. And, of course, it is the American taxpayers who are footing the bill for these wars that are fought on behalf of the state of Israel. So bring them home. There shouldn't be anybody remaining in, as the Washington Post calls it, harm's way. God almighty. You know, Mark Glenn and I were talking this afternoon. It does get very, very frustrating. We were commiserating again over the continuing bombast on the part of people who are still carrying on this insane war against Islam here on American shores. I received an email from Dave from Wisconsin. He's been on this program. He thinks that Bilderberg is a Nazi front, and he's very much on the warpath against Islam. He sent me an email talking about something he saw that happened in Iran, some some lady in Iran did something that displeased the authorities, and I don't know what they did, if they strung her up by her toes. You know, they did something nasty to her. And Dave writes, well, you know, this just goes to show me how evil Islam is, and we've got to fight Sharia law and this and such, et cetera, ad nauseum. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I don't think what Dave realizes or what so many of these other Sharia fighters realize is that there's a lot of people around the world who, for reasons of their own, don't like certain aspects of U.S. law, and they would be mad as hell. They would be mad as hell if people in other countries wanted to come into the United States and tell us how we should conduct our affairs. They would be mad as hell, but we here in the United States are supposed to go into other countries and fight those other countries because we don't like policies in their countries. You know, I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, people don't think. People do not think. That's how this thing works, ladies and gentlemen. They're all worried about Sharia law taking over in the United States. Well, Sharia law is only ever going to take over in the United States. Hashem Talawi put this so well on his program the other day. Sharia law is only going to take hold in the United States if the American people want it. And personally, I don't think the American people want Sharia law. And I don't think that the Jewish power brokers in this country who control the Federal Reserve and who control the mass media are somehow going to turn the tide, and all of a sudden, one day, all these Americans are going to say, we want Sharia law, we want Sharia law. It's not going to happen. So the question is, why then is the mass media highlighting Sharia law, and why are the patriots, some of the patriots, why are some of the white nationalists, why are some of the white separatists, including some of the leaders, starting to cry out about then Muslims who might take over America and enforce Sharia law? Now, why is it? Now, you think about that. You think about that. That's a very interesting alliance of people who are worried about Sharia law in America. Oh, I know we'll talk about this again and again, so I'll just leave it for that right now. Now, let me tell you here, this is one of the most interesting things I've seen in a long, long time, and it relates to Glenn Beck. It relates to Glenn Beck. Now, this was in the New York Times Sunday opinion section, and it's written by Taylor Branch. Now, Taylor Branch is the author of three books, which are a three-volume history of the modern civil rights era. He is considered, I don't know if Taylor Branch is white or black or what he is. Doesn't matter to me. But he is known as kind of like the authority on the civil rights era, okay? His long piece in the Sunday opinion section is entitled Dr. King's Newest Marcher. Now, I expected his column to be an attack on Glenn Beck, but in fact, a subhead in this very long piece is entitled Why Glenn Beck is in Sync with the Ideals of the Civil Rights Leader. Why Glenn Beck is in sync with the ideals of the Civil Rights Leader. So despite all the theatrics, despite all the, you know, you have, Al Sharpton on one side throwing rocks, not literally, but figuratively, throwing rocks at Glenn Beck. And you have the other people on the other side saying, oh, no, no, we're the real civil rights marchers. Al Sharpton isn't. This, folks, is one of the most remarkable assertions I've ever seen, and perhaps it is indeed true, only in the sense that Glenn Beck is indeed leading people into another political realm. He is a Judas goat. He is part of this effort to, to break down traditional American stands on a variety of issues so that people can be led. And now what he's done, he's led all these people into the quote-unquote civil rights camp. Very, very interesting. It's part of this dissolution of traditional positions on the issues. And Glenn Beck is now the new Martin Luther King. Figure that one out, folks. What's going on? Something very strange there. There's all sorts of people reacting. You know, as I said, I got over Dr. Martin Luther King a long time ago. I know a lot of people hate his guts. I know a lot of people love him. But I know now he is being used. He's being used. His memory, his legacy is being used as part of a grander political scheme. And there's Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin right in the middle of it. Stay tuned. Closing up the hour. Have a few comments when we come back.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Didn't get a single call here this evening, folks. Probably just as well, because I've been babbling. I just want to repeat to you that I was not spoofing you. I was not kidding you. The Sunday Opinion section of the New York Times, article by Taylor Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H, does indeed say why Glenn Beck is in sync with the ideals of the civil rights leader, referring to Martin Luther King, Jr. It's a very important article, ladies and gentlemen, very important article. Now, I want to mention a book to you. I finally read it, most of it, I should say, over the weekend. It's a book by Benjamin Ballant, B-A-L-I-N-T. It's entitled Running Commentary, the contentious magazine that transformed the Jewish left into the neoconservative right. It is a book about the magazine Commentary. Now, Anthony Grafton says in his review, Ballant reads the story of Commentary as an American Talmud, a great mass of position statements and debates, always passionate and sometimes contradictory, that illuminate the larger intellectual history of America's Jews. Jonathan Sarna, professor of American Jewish history at Brandeis, says, it's an entertaining account of the people and ideas that define the post-war era, transforming Jewish outsiders into American insiders. John Levinson, a professor of Jewish studies at Harvard, says he recommends this book to anyone interested in the cultural and political thought of Jewish or other Americans in our time. And Walter LeCur, he is a historian, folks, who he's always referred to. If you want to know how rotten the Muslims or the fascists or the Nazis are, Walter LeCur says that this book is the most important work of its kind published for years. Anthony Grafton, as I said earlier, says it presents the story of the magazine Commentary as though Commentary was an American Talmud. Now, the name of this book is Running Commentary. And I do suggest you read it because it is a very revealing magazine, particularly in its description of the transformation of the American Jewish leadership from being strong supporters of the civil rights movement of Martin Luther King into some of the fiercest opponents of affirmative action and other social engineering projects such as affirmative action, racial quotas, etc. And of course it discusses their transmogrification from the Trotskyite left into the quote-unquote neoconservative right. This book is published by Public Affairs Books. It is, says it's available as an e-book, and I do think you should read this book. Again, the title is Running Commentary, kind of a play on the title of that magazine Commentary, which I think you should read every week, too, or every month when it comes out, because you really do get some insights into where the power elite in this country have been and where they are going. But anyway, this book is a good overview of that, and I strongly recommend you read it. Well, folks, we're closing up the show, folks, so we're just going to have to hold our big discussion of Rupert Murdoch, Christopher Blin, and Eric Hufschmidt over to another night. Maybe we'll get around to it tomorrow night. Anyway, thanks for listening in. Please continue to support this network. It's critical that you do because you rely on RBN for news and information you do not get anywhere else. So keep listening, keep supporting this network. Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen.